Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us today. Now, he joins us today on Money Life, but we're not doing this at the Morningstar Investor Conference. Both Tom and I are at Morningstar ETF Invest. I know Tom hasn't missed it, I don't think, in the entire time that Morningstar has been running the conference. I have been at a few, but I've missed a few. But Tom is so busy at the Morningstar ETF Invest Conference that although he and I will get to see each other and may do something for his website, we ran the risk of missing each other. We didn't want you to miss out on the ETF of the week, so we're talking in advance of Morningstar ETF Invest. Now, that said, doesn't change the quality of the information you get, and you always get great stuff from Tom, who is the editor at ETFtrends.com. Check out the website for all the information you need to make sound investment decisions and to learn more about investing in exchange-traded funds. You can also follow them on Twitter, at ETFtrends, and you can follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, I'll welcome you to the show, and I'm sure I'll see you live at the conference in just a few minutes.
I'm looking forward to it, Chuck. We always have a great time.
Absolutely. Our ETF of the week is
the iShares NASDAQ Biotechnology ETF, ticker symbol IBB.
The IBB, the iShares NASDAQ Biotechnology ETF. All right, so biotech, definitely an area of the market that if you're an investor, particularly an active investor, there's been a lot of things going. There are a lot of drug stories out there. There's a lot of sort of hot pharmaceutical companies. So the question is, where is this in relation to its 200-day moving average? And is that the reason we're buying and looking at this as the ETF of the week? Or is there something else going on here?
Well, it is. As you said, Chuck, there's been a lot of discussion about biotech companies, both good and bad. And where there's a lot of hype about what's going on, there's also a lot of good that's going on within the biotech space. So I think we wanted to put some perspective on that. You know, some of the good things are M&A activity continues to pick up. There are bigger companies like Celgene and Sanofi and Gilead that are really doing a great job in picking up smaller cap companies that are out there. That helps the overall improvement in biotech stocks. So that's something to think about, and I don't think that's going to slow down anytime soon. From a pricing standpoint, it's not expensive. When you look at the stocks that make up the index in IBB, their PE is just over 20 versus a PE of 19 for the S&P 500. So it's not as though you're paying a lot of money for these up-and-coming companies as well that are really growing to a great degree. And we know just through all the work that's being done in healthcare in general, we're going to continue to see growth in that area. And I think that that's the case. Now, there's been a lot of discussion about what's going on with Mylan and their EpiPen.
Yeah.
Then just recently, they've announced that they're coming up with a generic version that's not going to be priced as highly. Does that mean that we're not going to be as concerned about the biotech area? I think, hey, there's always room for gouging, and whether you're a biotech company or an oil company or a consumer products company, those types of companies have the ability to make the call what they charge. We always have to translate it down to fair pricing, number one, and also, as what you and I talk about, trends. And right now, IBB is still above its 200-day average.
How much do you worry, however, that that party could be rained out by, say, our Democratic presidential candidate? Because right now, if you needed to make the biotech market frothier, all you need to do is say the words Hillary Clinton and biotech, and that's pretty much going to do it.
Absolutely. So that's something that you're concerned about, and the market takes that into account. And if it's something that concerns you, obviously stay away. So I think what we're getting to here is you probably have biotech in your portfolio anyway to a certain degree. You're probably not looking to increase that allocation unless you're looking for a shorter-term trade right now. But there is an opportunity with the trend that's in place. If, sure enough, Hillary Clinton gets elected, and if she focuses this laser on the biotech area and actually put some restrictions in place, well, there's going to be a lot more negative move on Wall Street, because if she does it for biotech, we can imagine it will be for other areas of the market as well. I just don't see that happening. I think it has to get down to basics. Are companies making money? What's their profitability? What's their underlying value? And how diversified are you within the sector?
Is this simply a tilt of the portfolio? Is this coming out of your S&P 500 large cap type monies? Where is the money coming from for this?
I think kind of like the discussion we had last week, it's a trading opportunity. It's not for the average investor who doesn't have time, but if you're looking for opportunities, biotech stocks have come down tremendously in the last year. So with that, you're buying in at a decent value, especially with the prospects for longer-term growth. This money would come from not selling something that you're currently invested in, but maybe current cash that you have available, or something else that actually went below its trend line. So with that in mind, here's a trend opportunity. IBB is one of the most popular biotech ETFs out there.
So there you have it. It's the IBB, the iShares NASDAQ Biotechnology ETF, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, enjoy the rest of the Morningstar ETF Invest Conference. Look forward to seeing you all here, and of course, to talking to you again next week back on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. That's where you're going to get more information on his picks, on everything related to ETF investing and more, on Twitter at ETFtrends, at Tom Lydon on Twitter as well. Well, we've got plenty more to go as we broadcast Money Life from the Morningstar ETF Invest Conference. So we'll have the first of our interviews done here on site right after this message.